It's a solo flight today. Let's go. Didn't do the Mishnah yet either. Okay, just quick the Mishnah. Mapelas liyem mem, enoch hosheshes levad, because it takes 40 days for Yetzirah Savlatz. Before that, it's nothing. Liyom mem aleph, teshev lezoch lekevel and nido. You have to take all the chumras. Now, Rabbi Shmuel comes to an interesting thing. He says, Yetzirah Savlatz depends whether it's a zoch or a kevel. Rabbi Shmuel, lo meyem mem aleph, teshev lezoch lenido. Because he holds that in a keva it takes pay days, 80 days to be tzirus of life. Yem pay aleph, teshev lezochor in a keva in a din. Shazochor ningwil amem aleph, van a keva le pay aleph. Vachachomim oimrim, echod brias hazochor, vechod brias an a keva, zevezem amem aleph. Okay. Loma huske zochor, this is a kasha that Mrs. Digmar could have asked before too. And the most problem is like this, when you say the chumr, zochor in a keva and later, what do you have to say zochor for? Tumah you get, when you say Zohar in the Keva, you mean you get the Tumah of the Keva and only the Taira of Zohar. But once you say Nida, you're not getting Yimei Toyar. So what does it mean to say Zohar? So that Mr. Rosh points out, the Gemara could have asked it over here already, on this mission already, we had Teshul Zohar. Then he waited till the end, the last time, then he knocked it in. Yeah, Ilamei Tumah hooked on in the Keva, so you have the 14 days Tumah. Ilamei Taira, you're going to get the Taira of Zohar, I'm not getting any Ilamei Taira here. Hoktani nido. Oh, Zog the Gemara, you'll have a case where Zohar will play a role. Shemtira yom lamed dalid v'tals v'tir yom mem v'echod temikul kelas ad mem ches. So she saw on day 34, right? And then again on day 41. So let's figure it out. Let's say, yeah. So if it was in a keva, right? Then she's completely tore. Because 34 through mem is tire. If there was no vlad, then 34 was nida, which finished on mem, right? 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 41 is ziva, so she's tomei for one day. But if it's a zohar, then mem aleph is nida, and she's tomei for 7 days. So there's a chumran zohar too. You'll have a similar thing by Nekevo. She saw 74 and then 81. So then the Nekevo will give you Mekukelis Ad Peches. Because Nekevo, Ayin Dalid through Pei is Taira, and Pei Aleph is the first day of Ariyah, which is Nida. So that puts you at Peches. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we're going to high speed now. It's pretty much I got it from here on. Let's go. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yom Emalav Teishu Zohar L'Nidah. Meaning, we hold that you're doing a Golub, wherever you go, Yetzirah Savlat takes 40 days. Rabbi Shmuel came up with a new thing, that a Zohar takes 40 days, and an Akeva takes 80 days for Yetzirah Savlat. Where do you get it from? Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Timei V'Tiher B'Zohar. We see that by a Zohar, there's Tumo and there's Tire. What's your total number of days? 40. It's 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tyrus. Your total is 40. V'timei v'tiyeh b'nekeva. Nekeva is 14 and 66, total of 80. So just like there it's 40, here is 80. So too v'yitzirah. So interesting. Tzushtel. Ma'ak ish v'timei v'tiyeh b'zochor yitziroso kayyotze boy. The total days by a zochor is 40, which is the amount of yitzirah. So too by nekeva. Ak ish v'timei v'tiyeh b'nekeva. Yitzirosa ka yitzir bo. So a very interesting tushdel that the zman ha-yitzir is equal to the total days of Yemei Tumah v'Taira. So just like by Zohar, that totals to 40, we say yitzir is be 40. So by in the cave, where it totals into 80, we say the yitzir is be 80. Omr lo, what's a tushdel? Ain't lemaidim yitzir mitumah. Who says yitzir is ain't tumah? Omr lo le Rebbe Shmuel. If I can, we'll bring you a raya that in the cave is also formed in 40 days. Basically, Cleopatra, Malchus Alexandrus, queen of whatever it is over there, Egypt. There were two shifchus that were gepaskin tarigal malchus. So they put them away, they were miyachad them labi, and they're going to kill them anyway. They did some experimentation. They put them together, they were boiled them at the same time. Ubotkon, umotzon, and then 40 days later, they check what's going on, they open them up. One had a zocher, one had a nekeva. So you see that there's yitzirah savlat in nekeva at 40 days. I mean, I'm not like that. Amalei Mishol says to him, "Ani maybe look at rayim in a Torah. I'm bringing you a rayim from the Torah. Atam evim li rayim in a shoytim. What's kind of my raya min haTorah. What is Rabbi Shmuel's raya from the Torah? Shmuel says he has a raya from the Torah that the Yetziras Nekevo is bepay days. So Ilema, this svari is said Timei v'tiher bezochor Timei v'tiher Nekevo chulei Hokarmele ain't donin tzimet tumi. Answer your raya. That's not a raya, man. It's an interesting thing that the Yimei Tumah here is 40, Yimei Tumah there is 80. What's up to Yetzirah? Oma no kro, teled, hoisif lo, hakosuv ledo acheres b'nekeva. There's an extra word, teled. It says, im nekeva teled. It doesn't have to say im nekeva teled. We're talking in the middle of the parasha over there. It could have just said, it said, the yolder zohar. Then it could have said, im nekeva, it's 14 days to him. The extra word, teled. So he learns the pause, teled, hoisif lo, hakosuv ledo acheres b'nekeva. There's one more later, meaning double time. So in zohar, it's 40, in the cave is 8. Well, what was their raya from the shoytim? Again, what was the case? They took two shivchis, they set and put them in a jail. Then we yachad them. They made be on the same day. 40 days later, they checked. One was taught. One was a zochah form. Was a keva form. So you see, it takes 40 days to form either one. Frankly, what's the raya? Maybe this song was pregnant from before. What's going on over here? How do you know what happened before? Well, my raya in shoytim, aim in the keva kodem viaber. Maybe this one who had the girl was pregnant from before. Now it started. Now it started before that. They gave them, before they were bo'aleim, they gave them some sort of some sort of a medicine that causes an abortion. So they knew that they weren't pregnant at that time. So the thing started on that same day. 40 days later, they see one has a form zocher, one has a form nekeva. Rabbi Shmuel, Ika gufo de lo mekabel samu. It's foolproof. Not everybody does that sam work on. So Yislam, no, I could very well be the one who had the nekeva was muberes from before. Oh, but says Rabbi Shmuel, I have a raya the other way. If you want to start talking about cases by Cleopatra's, I got another case for you. Same similar story. And there was the other way. They had one, they were boil on one day, one day were boil 40 days later. The one, and then they checked that later at 40 after 80 from the first one. And the Nekeva was 80, the Zohar was 40. So there you see, it took 81 days. Amrullo. What happened was they boiled them the same day. 40 days later they checked this and it was a formed zocher. 80 days later they checked and they saw a formed nekevo. So you see it takes 80 days to figure. What's right? Maybe she didn't become pregnant then. Someone was born later 40 days later. They're assuming they were boiled both of them on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. 40 days later, they find the socher. 80 days later, they find the nekeva. Who said she became pregnant then? Maybe she became pregnant 40 days later. It's Akhwa. She was delayed. Aboim Yoimit. But then she became pregnant. Rabbi Shmuel, Shemim Asuna. No. They locked her up. Somebody was watching her, so we know nobody was boiling her after that. Doesn't Ishkin Raya. But even if you'll say that some sort of Shmira, Chalrib Shmuel's right, doesn't make too much sense. What is he saying over here? They were Nivalu the same day. This one we checked 40 days later, we found the formed Zohar. This one we checked 80 days later, we found the Nekev. Maybe if he checked earlier, it would also have been okay. Well, that's really a strange raya. They checked her after 80 days and the baby was formed. Maybe had you checked earlier, it also would have been formed. Vidilmi karu lahach the Nekev ba'aboyim v'charav v'mishtakach Zohar. Maybe had you opened her up at day 41, you'd have found the formed baby, Eichet. The stage of development of this 80-day Vlad was the same stage of development. The Nekev at 80 was the same stage as the Zohar 40. So that was his Raya, that it takes the Nekev 80 days to be formed. Good. So what we have in the Mishnah? The Kanakama said that Mapelas liyem mem aleph, teshev l'zohar l'nekev l'nidah. Meaning he's worried that mem aleph for Zohar and Nekev. Came Rabbi Shmuel and said that there's no problem in the cave until pay out. Comes the Chachomim, Echabiyah Zochav, Echabiyah Snekev, Zevazem Amal, which is the Tanakama, basically. Chachomim Omer Zochav, Bachachomim, Aino Tanakama, same thing. Vechi Teimo, it's kind of gears this here. Go with Rashi. Vechi Teimo, Lemistamo, take the word Reisha out. Lemistaber, Kerabonon, Viyochid, Verab, Malochid, Kerab. Meaning, you watch Enochanam, you have a Tanakama that says Zochav and Nekev are equal. Then you have Rabbi Shmuel that says Zohar is 40 and the Kev is 80. Now, what we're saying, the Chachom is the same as the Tanakhama, but we're putting it in the form of Chachomim to make it a Rabbim, so we know we're passing that way, right? The word Reisha goes out in this gears. I don't need that. What's any time you have a Tanakhama with somebody else? The Tanakhama is assumed to be the Rabbim. That's why it's a Tanakhama. I mean, unless we know different, when you have a Tanakhama, then a named person, we assume the Tanakhama is the Rabbim.
What does it mean, Stamish is a Meir?
What?
What does it mean, Stamish is a Meir?
What does it mean, Stamish is a Meir? Unless we find different, yeah, as Rashi says. Unless we find different. Unless we find it somewhere as a yochid. It wasn't Mr. Mishnah Remeim. Unless it doesn't mean Mr. Mishnah only Remeim. It's a Remeim, but it doesn't mean as a yochid. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I have to look at that. I don't know. So, Gemara says, you don't need it. So, Gemara, he is different. Here, don't forget, after all this rigmarole we just had with all these cases, in point of fact, the only one who had a real raya was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had a raya from a pasuk. He has a teilet, extra word, teilet over there. So the Gemara says that here, even though my general rule is a Tanakhama and a Yochid, I would go with the Tanakhama else Rabbim, here there's reason to believe we should go with Rabbi Shmuel because his case is stronger. Mao the same Mistaber time of the Rabbi Shmuel to come asayale kroi, come ashmalon. It a Mishnah emphasizes again Chachomim to tell you, no, we're going with the Chachomim who are Tanakama against Rabbi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel, at first, what you might say, it makes more sense, so that's a better raya. Okay. Now we go straight to Agarata. So we're getting into third gear. Dorash Reb Simloi, Lama Vlad Doime Bime'eime. What does it look like? Lepinkishem Mekupol. They teach it. Pinkus is like a. I think they wrote on a writing board, folded up. Rashi says the priests used it. They have a word for it. Anybody has a word for it? No idea what it is. What? Pinkus. Yeah, no. Rashi says the priests used to use it. I don't know why, but Rashi says it's a luchin shekaisiru em agalochim. Yeah, new priests had a right. Okay. Looks like a folded notebook. Umunach yodav al shteit stav. The hands are on the temples. Shteyat silov, which. Rashi learns the underarms. The pasha means the elbows. Al beis akavos on the knees. So beis akavos, the two heels are underneath, like you know the embryonic position. It's describing al beis akavos under the thighs. V'roishe munach lo ben birkov upiv sosum. After the mouth is closed, the tibura posua, the umbilical is open. That's how he eats. V'yechol mimashi imo achelz v'shoyse mashi imo shoyse v'ena motzi rei. Yeah. Shemayaro gesimo. It's a strange thing. I mean, what the Gemara says here. If he'd be Motzi Rei, he killed the mother, Rashi says, because there's no room for the Rei to get out in the Rechem. It's not wide enough. Rashi says, it's not wide enough. It's wide enough for the baby to come out. Why shouldn't it be wide enough for the Rei to come out? Okay, that's what it says. Now, the Kevin Shiyot Slavir Ha'olam, once the baby's born, it's an automatic switch. Niftach HaSosum, the mouth opens and the baby can breathe. V'nistah Maposua, the umbilical seals. Shil Molekein, if not for that, in Yochel Lichyos Afilu Shoachas. I have to be careful here. Pasha said, Pasha reads that when the baby's born, the mouth opens and the umbilical seals, because if not for that, in 1 second, the baby would die. Well, that's obviously not true. I mean, the baby can keep its mouth closed for a few seconds. The Mashul learns that it means, they're not describing now, it's describing before. When the baby's inside, it has to be piv sosum v'taburo posua, because if that for 1 second, the baby will die. If the baby mouth would be open for 1 second inside, or the umbilical would seal for 1 second, that would kill the baby. What? Should we say Ashafil? This is the whole story over there. That's why the many of them say you shouldn't say it. Those are the two of them. He says it brings those shittas, you shouldn't say it, because it's not true. It's not true. But then he'll die if his mouth is closed. If the other opening's closed first. That's a big problem over here. But the Mashur says simple, but you don't have to get into it. The Gemara could be referring to when the baby's inside. Then it's certainly true. V'neir dolek la rosh has some sort of a neir on his head. V'tsoife umabit misoife oilav atsoife sees everything. Shenema poskinia bihilo the light neiro ali roishi. So hilo neiro ali roishi li oiroi eilech choishich. Well, the sam don't think a thing that someone could see so far away. Shahari odom yoshen kan v'roy chalom baspamya. Yeah, there is such a thing. I mean, in some way of knowing what's doing somewhere else. Vein lucha yomim shodom shoy b'tovah, the best time of a person's life. Yosem yosem ayomim shenema miyetneini ki yarche kedem. It will give me like those months of old. Ki me'ele kai yishmereini when Hashem watched me. Vezu yomim sheishmer yiroch. What does it mean? Yarche kedem, months. Months as opposed to years. That's the 9 months inside. Vein b'm shonim hevi yomim elu yarche leidu. Umelamden also kol ha'teira kula. Shenema vayoreini. Vayoimeli yismoch dvorai libecho. Shmor mitzvos avecheyei. Hashem was above my thing. My maybe that posuk in Mishnah it says Vayei Reini. That's talking by Shlomo HaMelech, by a Novi. Doesn't mean everybody's that way. Toshma b'seid aloika alei oholi, and that is in the parak of Eve that's discussing when the baby's inside. That's the Hemshech Ros Pesukim v'hilonei ali roishi. Became in Shavuot Avir Olam. As soon as the baby is born, Bo'malach v'soto up, he gets a frask in the face. U'mishakol kol ha'teira kulo. Shenema la Pesach hatas roivitz. That's the Yetzirah la Pesach hatas roivitz. He's there. You see, he takes it away from him. I guess it does something to him. What could you do bad to him already? Not that much, but that I don't know. That they sell from the goy, and that's what you're doing. It. Well, what's the reason for this game here? Teach him, make him forget. So make him forget. So he should be miyageyach. I mean, they got it. It's a freebie. I mean, there's not worth much. It's a freebie. So what do they give it to him altogether for? Because without having gotten originally, we would have no shaykhus to Torah. I mean, we couldn't possibly understand anything. I mean, and that's why the pshat is you got. That's the you got the umotzos. We're miyagey and Torah, but it's umotzos. We found what we lost. I mean, we're just always finding what we had because we really had everything already. We have to be miyagei, and now to find what we lost. At the end of one's life, why are we doing that? Because tishova kol loshin zayim aleidu. Meaning, he lived his whole life. He didn't swear falsely. Meaning, because that shvuah includes his whole life. Yeah, that's a good shvuah. The Marz Chais points out very well. That's an interesting thing. I mean, I was chamishna in Ovis. Alti rosh b'fne'atzmecho. There are many chazan that one shouldn't look at himself as a rosh. Okay? It's depressing. Not going to get anywhere. He explains that. It's a very simple, really. When you say rosh, we mean to say, don't look at yourself that you're past the point of no return. As you can never say, I'm such a rosh, I can't do tshuva. That's what we mean. But avad have a rosh be'enecho, one should always feel he hasn't done enough. I have to do more. But once you get to the point that, forget it, I can't do tshuva, then it's over. Then the person is gone. Then Hucharzu will never. There's nothing holding him back anymore. Good. I give you the neshama, take care of her. Omar Rav Elazar, my crow that the Shua is actually at the day of birth. Mimei imi atogoizi. From the womb of my mother, atogoizi. What goizi means to take a Shua. My mashma, the high goizi, lishna de shtabuehu, the siv, gozi nizuchov ashlichi. Swear your naziris. You see, the word goizi means Shua, neder, one of those kind of things. Okay, now we start today's shiur. V'omre b'lezer lom lemoav l'adoma b'me'imo le'egoy shemunas b'sefer shalmayim. It's like floating. Odom nosin etzbo olav shokei alekan alekan. Ton rabbon shleshe chadoshim arishenim v'lad dor b'modar hatach. The Gemara summer has the baby moving up in the woman's body. starts below. I guess that's what fertilization is, below, and it moves up. So now it has to go down. That's how the Gemara is describing it. It's formed below. It goes up. The birth has to come down again. That's how they call it today. And the baby drops. So, and that's the Chevle Leida. The labor pains of a nekev is more than a zocher. Remember, those are my crow. This business of being formed below. I was formed in the lower part. Darti lo nem. I didn't live there. El rukamti. As I was, the baby was formed in the lower part, but it doesn't live there because it moves up in the uterus, I guess. Ma'ishna chevle nekev rum shel zocher. Why is it taka that chevle nekev are more than chevle zocher? Zebo kederech tashmisho v'zebo derech kederech tashmisho. Where has that a zocher is born? A zocher is born face down, and a cave is born face up. Now the baby inside we saw before was Roshav and Birkov, which means it's face down. So the zocher is born the way it is, and the cave has to flip over. So besides turning direction from going up to going down, you got to flip over, so it's face up. So that causes more chevel later. Zuho feches ponel. She's coming out head up. She was inside head down, so she has to turn around. Ze ein hofei ponov. Turn rabbonim. Shleish chadoshim arishayin etashmish kosher leisha v'gam kosher levlat. Now, there's an interesting thing the Gemara has here. And again, what the scientists do with it, I don't know. The Gemara understands that tashmish is be'etzem good for the vlat. Because the zera is melabein es havlat. Somebody cleans them out. However, when the baby, we said before, the beginning is in the mother atachten, it's very low down, then there's a problem with tashmish, not as the zera poshet, as the dachso, what they call. David will chepe the vlad. So therefore, in the shloisha chodoshim arishoinim, it's tashmish kosher leisha, become kosher levlad. Why is it kosher leisha? Rashi says he doesn't know. Kosher leisha lo yadana lemay. He doesn't know. Emtsoyim, the baby already has moved up, so you're out from the problem of being kvetched, is kosher leisha, that remains v'yofel of lot. Achroinim yofel leisha, yofel of lot. Shemitoich, what is the mile of the zera b'chlal to avlad? One second. Shemitoich kach nimtz avlad meluben u'mezura. Some of the zera cleans out and strengthens the baby. Tonam shamish mitos liyim tishim, which Rashi says is the chiyus, a third, exactly a third of the gestation is giz the chiyus, is ki'ilu shofech domim. That's a risky business. How am I supposed to know that? Don't worry about it. Tana Rabbonu. That famous Gemara. Shleish shut v'nei yesh bo'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going to have Hashem giving twice as much. We just had it in the Rashi by Miriam over there. Twice as much, because the father gives five things, the mother gives five, and the Eishti gives ten. That's why it's twice as much. So it should be twice as much. Now the gears are not so good here, but we'll just put it in. Oviv Mazriya Haloiben, the white. Shemimenu Atzomus V'gidim V'tziponayim Umar Shabaroishoy V'loiben Shabayim. That's five things. Imo Mazras Oidem Shemimenu Oru Bosa V'dam. They all put in V'sayris V'shocha Shabayim. The blackhead. That's five things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosim Bo Ruach U'Neshoma Klasteponim. The more spiritual type things. We assign the eyes are there, but the ability to see. Shmias Oizen. The ability to hear. Dibopeh Hilach Raglayim Deyo Bino V'haskel. So you have ten things. He takes the living things. He takes the sight that he lay. You're made with a body. That he leaves the body lost the door. She puts milcha. Take off the salt. Once you take the salt out, the meat will be no good. It won't be worth anything. You can throw it to the club. So too, you take the neshama out. Is the melech for the goof. You take it out. The goof remains a dover hamasriach. Things that we can't understand. He puts something in a chemis as a a container of some sort that's closed, upil amata, and meaning it's up, the opening is up. It's still sofik mishtamish, sofik ein mishtamish. Not sure it's going to be protected. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzor ha'uba b'mei isha psucha. There's no seal on that cervix. Upi alamata, it's face down. Umishtamish, the baby doesn't fall out. Davarach adam nosin chafotzav lekaf moznayim. Because man shemachbid yoyred lamata, heavy it gets, the more it goes down. And the baby, the way the Gemara explained before, the other way, the bigger the baby gets, it moves up. You plant different seeds. You plant the seed here and the seed there. This will come up this way. This will come up this way. I'm going to join to become one thing. She takes the zera, the zohar, mit the beitza from the nekeva, and it becomes one. All these things contribute, and it becomes one unified thing. We call them olam lemin echad. To Avraki, look at it the other way. Tzaba noisin samonim liyoyre. It puts in things to a thing. They make the dye. It takes a few different dyes to make a color. Cool and oil, they mix letzeva echav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they get mushed up, so to speak. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzor ha'uba b'mei isha kolachas va'achas oile lemino. The white from the ish, the black from the ish, each goes to its separate place. It doesn't become a big mush. Dorash Rabbi Yosef, my dechsev oitcho Hashem. I praise you ki on after because you got angry at me. Yoshuv apcho, your anger came usach made me feel better. What does that mean? B'mei akosim medaber b'shnei bnei odom. They're both going on a boat to do business. Yosef lakotz lechem, and one of them got something in his leg, and he couldn't go, and he can't gain. No, that's enough to be. And one looks like I'm losing my weeks by my years by nos. I miss my plane. There must be 10 short stories written on this exact thing. The guy missed his plane. The plane went down. You know, this is it. This is Gemara. His chil mecharef umagade. I start. He's all upset with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Then he heard that that boat went down. That anger that made me break my foot, whatever it is, that's why I'm still here. So many times these things happen, you don't even catch on. It's only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he did for you. Listen, folks, levadoi. Dorish Rebchanina Bapopa, my Dersib, Orchi Verivi Zerisa. Orchi is Loshin Derech, which we learned before, Derech Gever Balmus, Loshin Tashmish. Verivi also, Tashmish Lerovo. Vicholdrocha Hiskanta. That's what Zerisa means. So he wants to say, Zerisa means from Loshin Zoyra, like when they winnow. What do you call winnow with the wheat? They throw it up, they separate the chaff from the thing. It's a filtering process. That's the popular word today, filter. Melame Shalonoitzerodim mean Kol Hatipo. Even the tipa zera that goes in, that's fertilized, it's not from the whole tipa. Elimin aboru shebo. The clear. Rashi says clear there. What does my guy say for clear? One minute. Clear, boyer. Nifchad. He takes the best, the chvest of the zera itself. It says vatazreini chayil. That's miloshin zoyre to filter to sieve sift. Uksiv okel hamazreini with an aleph. Hamazreini is miloshin chagiras koyach b'mosnayim, to strengthen. Omar David, Rebbeinu Shalom zerisoni. Meaning, you first filtered out the zera to get the best part, vizyazasni, and with that you made me strong because you made me from the tipa of the borer, so you made me strong. Dorish Babo made a sieve, mimona farayinkiv umispar as roiva Yisrael. So the dashing roiva miloshin river yoseim doin es tashmish malamish hakadosh baruch yoshev esoifes rivi yoseim shol Yisrael mosai tovo tipo shatzadik noitzer hemena. Was blind. One of his eyes was blind because of that. Harosh, he didn't buy into that. Oh, Mishu Torah, Vekodesh, Mishar, Setahiri, Mukedoshim, Yotzitz, Medova, Zeh, Miyad, Nismis, Eino, the Sin, Numageve, Shesum, Ho'oyin. Tais learns, Shesum means, Shesum means it's open. Miloshin open. So how do you know he was blind? Because it says Shesum ha'oyin. One, he had one open eye, but his other eye was missing. Similar idea. Vayishkav ima balayla hu. That's the night when Yisachar was conceived. He was there. Vayishkav balayla hu. Who's he? Melamish Hakadosh Baruch is there. See ba'isa ma'isa shenami Yisachar chamar gorim. Chamar gorim lo Yisachar. Rashi brings it that because when the chamar came, he turned towards Leah's oil. Usually the Chazal, the other Rishonim bring it the other way that he was going faket to Rochus, but Hashem made the chamar make a noise of some sort, so Leah heard, so she came out and she cut the deal with it. Whatever, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the business over there. Says good because the pasuk Eila b'nei Leah is just telling you that the schorim go with the nekevus and the nekevus with the schorim. But and what is the tolly? It doesn't say. Tchila zriya. So it doesn't say. So in the first isha ki zriya, that tells you mazriya tchila. That pasuk is not good enough because there it says isha ki zriya v'yol the zocher. If she's mazriya first, there'll be a zocher. It doesn't say if he's mazriya first, there'll be a nekevah. Maybe it's either one like we had before. It is pasuk fills it out either way. Okay. They were marbin. It sounds like they made themselves have a lot of bonim b'nei bonim. Now, what's that? They were hold themselves back. They waited so that they could be mazriya tchila. And we said before, Ish Mazriya Tchila as Avlat Zohar, Shiu Bneim Zichorim, Samal Aleim HaKoskil Heim Marben Bonim. We speak of them as saying as if they made themselves of Zohar. Vainadam Rav Katini, Chaloni Lassus Kol Bani Zohorim. I could make all my children Zohorim. Omer Rav, I wrote Lassus Kol Bani Zohorim, Yivol V'yishane. We boil twice, because in the first Bila, see the Rashi there, Yivol V'yishane, Shemitoch Taivas Bila Rishoyna, in the second Bila shall be Mazraz Tchila. She's mazriya after him on the first bia, but in the second bia she mazriya tchila. So if there'll be a conception from the second bia, that'll be isha mazriya tchila, and it'll be a zoch. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Vami, ain isha misaberes el asomuch levesto, like a day or two before the vest is supposed to come. Shenema hein ba'ovoin chaylalti. I was made ba'ovoin, meaning close to the time of the vest, which is an Easter time, because you have to be Pirish at that time. So right by then is when I made it. By the tefila, the day after the tefila, shenema ubechet miloshen chitu cleaning yechmas nimi. My mother formed me. My mash with the high chet listed the dechuye cleaning out to the sivachite as abayis umetagemin and v'yitke yasbeis. He boy yisaim a mehocha techateini beezo ve'atoyim. For me, Yitzchak Omer Rebami, he came and said, "Bo zocher bo oilam, bo shalom bo oilam." Shenema shilchu kar moishel eretz. Kar is epsa matona mincha. Talking about sending a mincha to the king over there. Zogma zocher is losh in zekar. This is a mincha. It brings shalom. I was going to say at the end, it's easier to be mefayis a man than a woman. Said at the end, so my shul says what it means. Vom Rabbi Yitzchak de Berabami, bo zocher bo oilam, bo kikro bi yodoy. Bo zocher bo kikro bi yodoy. Zocher zekar, milosh in the siv, vayichre lohem keir gdoyle. Prepare for them a big meal. Nekeva eini mo klum, she comes with nothing. Nekeva, losh in nekiya bo, like nokim in a chav, she comes with nothing. Ad the omra mezonei. Till she asks for mazon lo yavel, she doesn't get the chsiv. Knock for schorcho alive etena. That's by love and Yaakov kishatim. That's by schorcho etena. When the kevin nami hochidashina, she's the asker. Sholot hamidav esab shim ben yechomim. Nei ma omer to yoledes mevi a karm. Omer lohen b'shosh koyras leilait koyfetses v'nishbas from the pain. Sholot izok lebayis. She wants to go back to her husband. Lefika chomra Torah tovi korban. So bedugmas a korban of a shvua. It's like she took a shvua. Now Megan is cautious. I mean, it's a very inexact science. Maskul Rabbi Yosef a mezida. Number one, she's a mezida. They don't korban shvuas bitu only on shoyking. Ubecharot etalya milsa. What's a korban? You want to get it? That's why I'm being schorit. And be matted a shvua. What's that doing? A carbon here. V'hoi carbon shvua boi suy. Hey, bazei. You should bring a carbon shvua. What's a carbon shvua? The chatos is a kisbo or seira. If you have money. Here she's bringing an oif. It's a psafoni zach. Now, it's interesting here. The Gemara just proceeds without answering. So usually one just leaves it up in the air. And then it's in the medrash. They bring a medrash here that the answer is that she didn't really take a shvur. I mean, she's thinking about it, you know, something like that. It's rougher for biyoda, they call it. It's not quite a shvur. So she brings less of a carbon, and you know, she's amazed she brings it. But the Maritz Chayes points out a very interesting thing here. The Gemara is asking this on who said this, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Dorish time of the crow, even when there's an afkamin ladina. This kasha wouldn't be a kasha on us if it doesn't fit exactly. Because we go time of the crow as be'erech, the idea. He goes time of the crow. And Afghan Lamai sitting where hasn't bought Mitzia. On Reb Shimon, these are kashas. On us, it's not going to be kashas. Oh, Nei Ma'am Matar is Zocha Lashiv and the Kevla Bosa. Why is the Tumma of the Kev 14? Zocha Shakol Smechim Bo is Mischaret is Lashiv. She's more quick to be Mischaret to want to go back to the Hazim. The Kev Shakol at Savim, but Mischaret is Labosa. When Nei Ma'am Matar is Milo Lashmeina, Shakula Masmechim, Vi Ove Vi Imo at Savim. The Yavid says, where's the marker for the Suda by a Brismila? So clear it says, he says, right here, you have a marker. Shekulam Smechim, Smechim, that's because they made a party. Tanya Harimei Omen, Neyma Omer Torah Nidol Shiva. What's the whole idea that a Nidol should be Tommy Shiva? Let it be Tommy one day, it's like a Shomer Yisrael. Why Shiva? Why such a big separation? They should rogil bo, the kotz bo. Familiarity breeds contempt. Is omra Torah te tmei yeshiva yomim to get some time off? Kedei shetei chaviva al baylo kishas knisos aluchu. Shol tamidus of the story of Yanimim. No, I don't think so. I think it means just separation, as opposed to one day like that. So, you know. No, come on, what? No, if we get one, I would think, like a Shomer Yom. That's how my show understands. Why need such a serious separation? I mean, right, I don't know if the word is explaining why seven, though. I don't know. You know, why seven as opposed to eight? Why seven as opposed to six? I don't know. A separation. She's the Aveda, what came from his cellar. He looks down to where he was created. He was created from the earth. She was created from him. Why is it easier to appease a man than a woman? Zemi mokum shenivra, zumi mokum shenivra. He was created from a soft thing, of a tichua. She's created from a etzem, which is a hard thing. Mimnei ma isha koyla orev. Why generally are women have better voices? Vein ish koyla orev. Zemi mokum shenivra, zumi mokum shenivres. He comes from a quiet place. She comes when Rashi says, when you hit against the bone, you get some sort of a sound. My shaking the earth, when you hit the earth, you're not going to get a sound. So she has more shaykhas to a call. Shanama ki kolich orev umarech novek points out to you, when he praises her, he praises her voice. When she praises him, she doesn't say that. She says, Dodi tzach v'odam, whatever it is. But nothing to do with the voice. So it would appear that women are more into voices than men. Adjun aloha mapelas chticho. Nois kusim. Usim, young girls, nidois ma'arisosa. We treat them as nidois from when they're born. V'hakusim, male kusim, metamin mishkav tachten ke'elyon. We'll see in the Gemara. What is it? No, it means kusim. Okay, this Mishnah is going if the Yidden, Geri Emes. We'll see, we'll get to the Gemara tomorrow. This Mishnah in the Gemara must be going Geri Emes, because the Chashash Nida, but going, there's no Nida by going. Now, Kusim Ametam and Mishkev Tachten Ke'elyin, Mitmeshim Boyal in Nida. They have a din of Boyal Nida. Any Kusi has a din of Boyal Nida, and he has a din of Tachten Ke'elyin. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Why are they Boyal in Nidas? The Kusim were careful in Hilchas Nida. It's not a free for all. So why are they boiling needs? Because I had one mistake. When Yeshua saw called Dam Vidam, we'll see in the Gemara. There's two pshat, but there's no pshat. They were fafke. They were too frum. From their chumah came a kula. A marshal Sunday, let's say Sunday, she had a rias dam yorik, right? So she's tohira, but she's machmer that she's tameya. Now Monday she has a rias dam nido. So when can she go to the mikvah? Sunday night, but she goes motzi Shabbos. Because she thinks that Yorick is already Dam Nida. So she starts on 7 days on Sunday. That's a chumah that runs you into a lot of trouble. Yoishreis are called Dam V'Dam. That's going to mess you up. Because they start counting from the first day of the Yorick, and that's nothing. So they're going to the mikveh too early. So they are quite often Nidais. Meilu Idan, every Kusi man has a boil Nida. Now, of course, it's only a suffix. Vein Chayov and Alein al Bias Mikdosh. Vein Sof and Alein as Hachuma. Neshe Tumoson Suffix. Hey Chedomi, what's going on here? Either Kochad, you talk about a little girl who saw Dam. We're going to have a posuk that Nida starts from the first day of the birth of a baby. We're going to have cases here of little babies a day old that had Rias Nida. What's that do with Kusim? I mean, so Benoist Israel also. So what do they need us? What's that person? The Tunami law. Why? Omar Rova Breder Avacha Barafuno, Omar Shesh, Omar Skin and Bistom. Not just so they know, stam a little baby. They came to Ika Miuto, the Chazian Chashina. Now, of course, we're not saying that. We're going to say that little girls do see. It's not your standard procedure. It's a meal. So we're going, this Gemara says, I'll leave it at Meir, that Chashina Lemiuto. So we're Choshish for the Miut. Now, guess what's the Kusim and us? What's the problem? I mean, by us. No, this is a myth. It's a physical thing. It's a myth, so she'll need it. They'll take care of it. I'll be poor. I'll separate it from tires. But they, the way the Maram learns, they weren't so careful on the miyut. They're not worried about miyut to kusim. They just won't deal with that possibility because they figure, who's going to check out a little girl and worry about that miyut? So they may well have girls, little girls who are needers and they don't deal with it. So we have to be careful. Okay? Shana, I get tomorrow the whole sugi, what's going on.